negotiations are ongoing, and this happens every year. The advice that they're given, maybe with agents, is to wait and maybe see what if there's something else out there. But, you know, as a club, we can only do what we can. And if ultimately if players don't sign, we'll just go and sign all our players and we'll build from there. You know, because certainly I don't want players here that don't want to be here. But the thing is, we are working really hard, and, you know, it takes time. It's not just a matter of getting in a shop and buying something and walking out again. It takes time, and it's the same every season.
This is clearly a good place to be. Great club, great atmosphere. I mean, that must count for something when you renegotiate with the boys. I mean, it's not all about pounds, shillings, and pence, is it?
No, it isn't. And to be fair to the lads, I mean, you know, we've lost one or two over the years. You know, for they've gone to better, you know, for better offers. But in the main, the lads understand and the agents understand the wage structure, and there's never been, you know, two that have been too demanding in terms of that. So as a club, you know, the chairman's got to balance everything out, and it's not, you know, if every player gets an increase in their wages, the next one wants it, and then you multiply that by 10, and then all of a sudden you're looking up trouble in terms of funding your budget. So there's nothing new in what's happening. I'm certainly comfortable with what's happening at the minute, and the players that we want to keep, there's no I can't see any reason why they won't be here.
You still looking to bring in a player or two?
We're looking, but I can't see anything happening. The strategy has been to make sure that we try and get everybody retained as that we want to keep, and we've been unfortunate this year because, you know, we've you know lost the likes of Dave Mackay and Brad Mackay, and you know John Sutton had to leave. Whilst they're all still under contract, young players had left. Whilst they're still under contract, and there's a cost to the club of that as well. So you know that has to be factored in everything that you do. And you know at the minute I can't see us you know bringing anybody in.
The club was linked with Michael O'Halloran. Is there anything in that, or is that just idle speculation?
Well, I think you know. I don't think Michael's available for loan, but if he was, that'd be a player that I would urge the chairman to go and try and sign for us. But you know, Michael's under contract at Rangers, and if there is going to be speculation about his future at Rangers, I think it's easy to say that we would be a club that would be suited for him. But there's been nothing formal. And as I said, if that was the change, in fact, that he was made available for loan, hopefully we would be one of the clubs in there for him.